Today, we will keep talking about the idea of a language evolving. Last week, I talked about how war changes a language, because one culture can dominate another and infuse aspects of its language into a new language. Today, I will talk about another way a language can be changed. It is, can anyone guess? Yes, it's technology. My example will be, a cell phone. Cell phones have changed and are currently changing the way we communicate with each other. Only 50 years ago, phone conversations were considered private affairs. For example, if I was at your house and your phone rang, I would leave the room so that you could have a private conversation. With cell phones, people have conversations everywhere, at restaurants, on dates, even on public transportation, you can see people chatting away. Now people are talking about what was considered private in public. We will talk about work, people we hate, our relationships, and plans in front of complete strangers. The things we now talk about on the phone would have been considered extremely rude to say in public 50 years ago. Back then, you would be slapped by someone for talking about your boyfriend or girlfriend or a party you went to the night before. What else? We are changing how we talk as well. We all get phone bills, so talking on the phone means you are using money. So the faster you talk, the less money you use. This means we often start and end our phone conversations quickly. Before, we would take our time on the phone, ask someone how they are doing, chit-chat for a bit, and then get to the point. We would slowly end the conversation, often saying bye two or three times. Now we just say the point then, maybe a goodbye, and the conversation is over. That would have been so rude only years ago.
Question 20. What did the speaker talk about last week? Question 21. What would the people living 50 years ago think of today's phone conversations? Question 22. Why do we often start and end our phone conversations quickly?